Hello, Autism Warrior, and welcome to Barefoot Autism Warriors podcast. I'm Ninka Bernadette Mauritsen, and I am here to tell you that autism is a consciousness test, it's a wake-up call, and it's your chance to turn your life around. And when you do, everything changes. Hey, my friend, we need to talk about regression. I realize we need to talk about regression, and that's why today on the podcast, I'm taking you behind the scenes in my membership. Because recently we had a crisis in my membership. And here's how I dealt with it. That's what I'm sharing today. When regression happens, moms who are not in tune with what is needed on a foundational level, who hasn't understood what true turnarounds and true recovery means, will get into panic state. They will switch straight to knee-jerk reactions. And you need to know what that looks like. Because if we do that, we will not be able to help our child long-term. And so you need to understand how to test if you know what a true turnaround looks like and what a knee-jerk reaction looks like and what it actually truly takes to help your child overcome symptoms, to turn symptoms around with your child. So that's why I'm taking you behind the scenes in my membership today, where we had a crisis situation and I had to be very direct and very, very clear when it comes to what we do when our child regresses into eloping, sleepless nights, stimming, flapping, verbal tics, aggression, dangerous behavior. Because if we step straight into knee-jerk reaction, we will not be able to help our child. And very few people have the full picture that you need in order to help your child. Nevertheless, almost everybody who doesn't know what I'm going to share with you in this podcast episode will turn to experts, therapies, tests, supplements, even though they know that that is not the full picture. And the problem is that there are no therapists or practitioners or tests or supplements or even experts that will have the full picture for you. And sometimes I hear moms say, well, my child is so bad that I need more than grounding. I need more than prayers. I need more than meditation. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. And that's why I needed to be direct with you today and with my members the other day, to make sure that you know exactly what it takes to actually be able to turn symptoms around. And it is much more than just grounding, prayers, or meditation. In fact, it is a process that is so comprehensive that most people don't want to do it. And that is why they step back into knee-jerk reactions and look for something outside of themselves, someone or something to fix or give some relief or to take the problem away. That is not the way that's going to lead to long-term healing. So I want to share that with you today. Please stick to the end, because at the end of this podcast episode, I'll tell you how you can get started next week if you're one of the ones that are willing to put in this work and deal with these foundational reasons why your child is regressing once and for all, because it's different from child to child. So I hope you'll enjoy this very strict and very personal message in the podcast today. You literally get me in my bed. This is the sun getting up. That's how important this message is. It was like, whoop, I have to say this. Wake up, I have to say this, okay? It's also a wake-up call, and it's about how important it is to test everything. How important it is that this is a maturing process, that this is a learning process that you need to dedicate time to and that you really need to understand the foundation of. It's so important. So when we experience returning symptoms, which we all do. Not one of us in here will go through the turnaround process without regression or without setbacks or without symptoms coming up, because symptoms come up to get us to the next layer. Symptoms come up to show us where we need to change more. Symptoms come up to tell us where we need to understand our children more and ourselves. Symptoms are the messengers. Symptoms are the test. Symptoms are the most important way of understanding and deepening our understanding of this process, this turnaround process, our child, and what is wrong and what needs to be corrected. So when regression comes up, when symptoms come up, we see our child struggling. This is our crisis, this is our test. The knee-jerk reaction will be fear. It will be, somebody help me and fix this. I need relief. I need to save my child from this. Let me find an expert. That's a knee-jerk reaction. It is also a very important clue when you observe yourself when this happens, how well you understand the foundational. So when you hear yourself talk about this, when you see yourself talk about this, when you share, which is so important, if you didn't share, I couldn't help you. If you don't share, I don't see what's going on. So that's really important. If what comes up for you when this happens is, I need an expert, or I need a remedy, or I need a medication or whatever it is to fix this. Or if you hear yourself say something like, well, prayer and grounding, I feel like that doesn't help. You have not understood the foundation yet. This is something that it's probably taken me 10 years to understand the foundation, which is why I'm changing the membership. I've always changed the membership when I get more understanding of what it is that's actually going on. I'm looking away because I'm thinking. So the turnaround journey is not about just praying. It is not about choosing between praying and seeking expert advice and medication. It is not even a choice between either or. The turnaround process is a probably 8-month process of going through lived experience in all the aspects of recovery, from the mindset and the consciousness and the maturity that comes from lived experience, to nature deficiency and fixing every aspect or addressing every aspect of nature deficiency, from circadian mismatch, body clock adjustments, sleep, hydration, air quality, light, and using light, water, grounding, electromagnetic currents, using air, using nature, using the bioclocks to adjust the body when symptoms come up, to 4 phases focused on physical healing, healing of the body, healing of the emotional patterns that have caused us to be so confused and so sick and so fearful and so detached from the wisdom and the answers that would make life easier for us and our children. Those 4 modules are 4 months where we dive into your body's history. We dive into your biotype. We dive into what it is that your body's wisdom is telling you about nutritional needs from moment to moment. What's the signs of being imbalanced nutritionally? What are the signs of being well nourished? Most of us don't even know what that feels like. Most of us are both malnourished and dehydrated on a physical level. So 4 months of learning to interpret the language of the body when it's well nourished, understanding it and knowing how to adjust accordingly for your own body. Because without that, how are you going to help your child? 4 months of that, healing the emotional underlying reasons why we step away, why we get into these fear and fight and flight mechanisms, which is why we came here. We came here because in fight and flight and knee-jerk reactions are no deep healing processes. There are no true answers. It is an escape, and it's a distraction, and it's a temptation even. It's a destruction from the inside. So without the deep emotional healing, it is really, there's a high chance that you will go from knee-jerk reaction to knee-jerk reaction, from symptom to symptom, from regression to regression, looking for someone to fix it without learning from it, without deepening the healing process, without helping yourself or your child every time it happens. This is what makes the turnaround process so challenging for most people, is that this is a life school. It is a maturing process. And in the beginning, we will go to our default reactions. We will go to knee-jerk reactions. We will look to someone or something so that we can get it fixed from the outside. And then it is us looking into the environment and changing the environment that got us sick, including the stress, including the emotional environment, including the dysfunctional patterns that we have in our family and as parents. So, and then we look at bio-individual nutrition. When every stone has been turned, when we know everything about nutrition and bioclocks and ancestral eating and our own biotype, and we have lived experience in nature deficiency and adjusting according to the feedback that the body and our children's bodies give us all the time, when we are experts in journaling, because journaling tells us when we eat something, when we think something, when we do something, when we drink something, when we sleep at certain times, when we eat at certain times, this happens. It shows up in my physical body, it shows up emotionally, it shows up on paper. And when I become an expert in writing that down on paper, at some point, I remember what that language is. I remember what it feels like when my body tells me what to eat, when I know before I take a bite that this is good for me or bad for me, when I know when I go shopping what to go for this week because my microbiome tells me, my cells tells me, my mitochondria tells me. That is how we are divinely created, to have that information available to us. And at some point we can let go of that journal. Here's your test though. Here's your test. If when difficult times and symptoms and regression come up to as a gift for you to learn more and heal more and change more and eat better and sleep better and understand yourself and your child more, if you then still think that something outside of yourself or a medication is going to change this, if you have turned, no, in other words, when we go to, okay, I need a test, I need a remedy, I need to add an extra layer to this, it is because I simultaneously, or before choosing that, have turned every other stone in the mindset, in nature deficiency areas, when it comes to physical and emotional healing and environment, and adjusted the diet according to our biotypes. So it doesn't mean that medication doesn't have a place. It doesn't mean that we will never do a test. It means that either we go through the mindset course and the membership. It takes about 8 months to have lived experience in every phase of the membership. And then if there are still symptoms, we know what experts to choose. We know what the problems can be. With testing, we know what specific type our children is. We know that we have done everything when it comes to understanding the feedback from the body. We have adjusted our bio clocks and biorhythm and circadian rhythm. We have adjusted the environment. We have adjusted food. We know what it feels like to be well nourished. So we have either been through the phases in the membership, or we have been through the phases of the membership and taken the nutrition courses with Dr. Berenzi, because in those four nutrition courses and the Q&A, you will know exactly why some medication works in the beginning and then make things worse. You will know when to choose a test, an expert, and a medication, and when it can actually make things worse. You will know what are the natural approaches to your child's tantrum triggers. Is it methylation? Can you adjust methylation? Is it inflammation, stealth infections? Is it pans, pandas? Is it mitochondrial? Is it the digestion? Is it the microbiome? You will know all those things when you've been through Shalene's four nutrition courses. I normally say, if it's not an extreme case, do the membership first and then add that on if there are still symptoms. But if you have an extreme case, or if you have genetic issues or really serious cases, and you have tried all the things that's in the membership, or you are going through it, I always say, add on nutrition courses with Dr. Berenzi. Those four courses, I recorded them with her to provide the only things that I can't teach you and you can't learn on your own, that where you need the best expert. And she is the best expert in the world right now when it comes to autism recovery. So you can either choose to go through the membership first and add it on afterwards if there are still symptoms left, or you can do it simultaneously if you have a case where your child's symptoms worry you a lot. What we tend to do, which will be our knee-jerk reaction, which will be the reaction we will tap into when we are in fight, flight, or fear, when we have not adopted the mindset course fully, integrated the mindset course fully, is I need relief, I need to go to the expert, and I need a remedy or a therapy now, before having understood the foundations of the five underlying messages behind any symptom. Any symptom. And I can hear from questions that you ask me, that we share in this group, whether or not the mindset course is fully integrated and understood and lived experience as well. That is why I never take anyone into the membership unless, and I say, don't go through the coaching. Don't even start the membership until you have fully understood what it is, what these foundational five principles are, what it means to leave all matrices, what it means to have lived experience. Because we will constantly be tempted back into any matrix, anything that can take your focus away from this healing process. And then you'll hear yourself think that someone else is going to fix it or take it away or do it for you. Because I always, when I hear these and I remember doing it myself, oh, I just got to get some relief. I'm going to go to this doctor or this expert, and I'm going to get this test, and then they're going to give me this medication for relief. But what I didn't understand is that until everything is addressed, from the nervous system to the mitochondria to the methylation to bio-individual eating and ancestral eating to adjusting the bioclocks, circadian rhythm, until I understand what tests are good and what tests are bad, until I understand biotypes, until I understand methylation, until I understand these things, what can give me relief now can make my child worse in a year. What helps one child can make another person more sick in a year. There are no safe solutions until we understand our own biochemistry and our own bodies and our own patterns and our own beautiful nature so well. And the last thing I want to say is, we are in a war. We are in a war zone where destructive programs and systems are set up to destroy women and children and animals and the earth from the inside. The more I look into these matrices, the mainstream medicine matrix, the New Age matrix, the holistic health matrix, the functional medical matrix, the extreme diet matrices, the ideologies and the pride movements, the diagnosis system and the psychiatric systems, the more I look at the food supply, the water supply, the big food, big tech, big pharma, the more I can see that the strategy has been for a long time to add as many insults, as much of a load to our divine bodies, the way that we have been created. So much darkness, whether it's fluoride in the water system or medicine or toxic food or misinformation or confusion or symptoms even, which is why I feel that the autism epidemic is a construction, a destruction of children from even before conception in certain matrices via the food supply, the water supply, the confusion and the hospital system. All these insults that removes us from nature and wisdom and healing and self-repair, which we are created with. It's our divine gift from God. So all these different instances, all these matrices are designed to add tiny bits of darkness, a bit of fluoride, a bit of misinformation, a bit of medication, a bit of confusion, diagnoses, symptoms, weaken the immune system, add in food that the body doesn't recognize, keep on turning on the switches, the epigenetic switches within our genes to turn on disease and switch off the self-repairing mechanisms, which is why when we talk about genes, it is not about testing the genes and adjusting the diet based on protocols based on gene tests. It's about understanding how sophisticated this system is. Every single one of us have unique switches, genetic switches for disease or for repair and health. And the more we understand our individual environmental, which is the epigenetic field, where what is around us, what turns on the repair mechanism and what turns on disease, until we understand that, we're going to be dependent on people who don't have the full picture. Almost nobody have the full picture. And we have access to the full picture because we're structuring it. And also because of the many mistakes that I've made in fight and flight and when looking for the answers in all the wrong places. I don't know any doctors. I don't know many moms. I don't know any test facilities. I don't even know any functional medical practitioners. I don't know any autism practitioners who has this full picture, who can add on and understand addiction to autism problems, self-sabotage mechanism, nature deficiency, bioclocks, adjusting the environment, understanding physical healing, understanding your biotype, going back and investigating your childhood eating habits to determine what actually is the optimal diet for you. Nobody has the full picture for you. Nobody in this group, not even me, not even the membership, has the understanding that will make you put, that will equip you to collect all the healing puzzles for your child. I am not saying that I am that person either. I'm just saying that based on 10,000 of women, based on my own experience since 2004, based on thousands and thousands of autism moms, I have collected a compilation, a process to take you through that makes it easier for you to find that unique puzzle, pieces for your unique puzzle for yourself. And every time something comes up that I can see is a distraction that will take you off track, that is not long-term beneficial for that recovery process, I will remove it or I will change it. That's my promise to you. So when things come up and I see knee-jerk reactions, or I see panic, or I see lack of understanding of the foundational, or I see that we hold on to things that I used to talk about, such as Bruce Lipton, which is another indication that I need to remove him from my podcast as well, because it's not about quantum physics. That's another deception also. I remove it because all I'm here to do is for you to make that process easier, for you to be able to walk through the collection phase of the puzzle pieces for your healing puzzle. And no one's going to be able to provide that for you. And using discernment to understand what is the right puzzle pieces and what's actually a distraction, that requires experience, practice, patience, dedication, even and probably particularly through regression and hard times, where we ask ourselves, have I actually understood all the lessons in the mindset course? Have I been through them in a way that I fully live it? Not just understand it, but I live it. Have I read all the PDFs, and do they make sense in a way that every time I feel something come up, I ask myself the questions that are in those PDFs? Do I journal? Have I read the ebook? Have I established a meditation prayer practice? Am I relying on my own strength only, or am I surrendering to the incredible unconditional love and support there is from above? Do I still have mother or father wounds that prevent me from surrendering to that support? And do I make it more difficult for myself that way? Have I been through the teachings about the five underlying messages behind autism symptoms so that I can understand the phases that I'm going through? Have I understand the teachings about leaving all the matrices? Have I taken it in? Do I see them? Because using discernment between dark and light, healing and destruction, is not easy, not even for me who is practicing this full time on a daily basis. We are constantly being tempted into a matrix, into deception, into the darkness, into confusion, or into something that will work well right now, but will damage the healing process long term. Because we are dangerous. When we recover ourselves and our children, we are a danger to the dark system, to all the matrices, to the programming, to the mainstream medicine and the diagnosis process, to the people who are selling the pills, selling the supplements, selling the tests, selling the diets, selling the fix-it methods. That is why you will be constantly on a spiritual level, on a practical level, on an emotional level, being tempted away from that process. That's why it takes time, because it's a reprogramming of everything. And that's why you feel tempted to run to the experts again. Read the PDF about addicted to autism problems even before going to an expert. Every time you make a decision, ask yourself, am I making a decision based on trauma? Am I making a decision based on fear? Because fear is never the truth. It's never the truth. It's always distracting you. If you're making a decision out of fear, you are not on track. Surrender into this process is the truth. With the prayer meditations, you will be taken through the purification of all the areas where the systems and the programs and the matrices and the deception have tried to turn off the light inside you and create darkness, which will create symptoms, which will create disease. It is through the tests and the regressions and the hard times that we will learn, heal, deepen, and find the answers. Those are the messengers and those are the tests. So no, the turnaround process is not about just praying or grounding. Not at all. It's a 100% overhaul, turnaround of every single aspect of your life. from the moment you get out of your bed to where you go shopping, to what you say and do when crisis happens. This is a way of dealing with life. Walking in integrity or walking out of integrity. That's what it's all about. That's what I had to say today, and I felt that that was important. Really, if you need more biochemical information, more biomedical information, if you want to understand what tests, what meds, what experts, and what add-ons could be beneficial, you need Dr. Berenzi's courses as an add-on. There are 4 in total, and each of them have a Q&A, and if you go through all of them, you also have access to it, a webinar about detoxification. So that's all I wanted to say this morning. I'm going to go outside. See you. Okay, now that you know why so many moms don't have long-lasting results and effects out of autism therapies or diets or protocols or supplements, and you actually know what it takes for you to be one of the few that can see actual results. So if you feel like, this is for me, I want to do this, I'm ready to take these steps, and you want to know how to get started on the mindset course and the membership, and if you have symptoms after completing that, or if you have a particularly complicated case where we need to look at methylation, oxidative stress, inflammation, PANDAS, PANS, stealth infections, or even microbiome and digestion, then go check out barefootautismwarriors.com/podcasts/114. That is barefootautismwarriors.com/podcasts/114. And that is to get to this episode. And I'll link to all the links for you to learn more about the mindset course, learn more about the membership, and learn more about the 4-part nutrition and biochemical approach that I have recorded with the best expert in the world right now, Dr. Berenzi, and how you can access that as well. So that is all the tools that I have for moms who want to deal with these regression symptoms from a foundational level, and not just by removing symptoms or quick fixes or anything like that that won't work long term. Looking forward to see you on the podcast next time. Please leave a review and rate the podcast and share it with someone you know, and subscribe to it so that you don't miss any episodes. And I'm just so grateful to have you here. Thank you so much for being part of this community. See you soon.